O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 51. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Create in Me, Psalm 51, by Paul Zak. The familiar words of this psalm find a quiet landscape in this gentle acoustic setting. The smooth solo lines are supported by soft backup vocals. Muted keyboard and sweeping strings provide even more soothing sounds. The overall tone provokes reflection.
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Against you only I have sinned, done evil in your sight, but you have shown me what I've done. With mercy in your eyes, then wash my shame and guilt away. My weary soul renew, from all my sinning turn your face. Let me return to you. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. So I will give you what you ask, a humble, broken heart, the spirit burning down to ash. Within your flame, O God, and this will be your mercy, Lord, transforming all of me to let
Psalm 51. Be gracious to me, God, according to your faithful love, according to your abundant compassion, blot out my rebellion. Completely wash away my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my rebellion, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, I have sinned and done this evil in your sight. So you are right when you pass sentence. You are blameless when you judge. Indeed, I was guilty when I was born. I was sinful when my mother conceived me. Surely you desire integrity in the inner self, and you teach me wisdom deep within. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Turn your face away from my sins and blot out all my guilt. God, create a clean heart for me and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore the joy of your salvation to me and sustain me by giving me a willing spirit. Then I will teach the rebellious your ways and sinners will return to you. Save me from the guilt of bloodshed, God, God of my salvation. And my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not want sacrifice, or I would give it. You are not pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifice pleasing to God is a broken spirit. You will not despise a broken and humbled heart, God. In your good pleasure, cause Zion to prosper. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in righteous sacrifices. Whole burnt offerings, then bulls will be offered on your altar. The inscription of this psalm reads, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. This story is told in 2 Samuel 11 and 12. And in that passage, David has been exposed for exactly what he is. He is sinful to the core. He is guilty of adultery and murder. And he thought that he could use his power and influence to cover the whole thing up. The situation is truly ugly, and David is undone. Have you been there? In the place where you are truly disillusioned with yourself and your ability to make things right, to do right? So what does David do in that place? The only thing that he confesses his sin, and he throws himself on the mercy of God. In verse 1, he writes, "Be gracious to me, God. According to your faithful love, according to your abundant compassion, blot out my rebellion." His language here is that of a person who has no claim, no right to the mercy he is begging for. He simply appeals to God's steadfast love. And the word translated here, faithful love, in verse 1, is the Hebrew word hesed. It's a covenant word, which can also be translated covenant faithfulness. He's asking God to remember his commitment to David and the people of Israel and to show kindness. And it's ultimately God's kindness, God's faithfulness that enables David to be as honest as he's being here. We live in a time where people are being regularly called out for the wrong they've committed. But instead of taking ownership, we see example after example of people justifying and blame shifting. And while this is frustrating, one can understand why. The court of public opinion is not known for its steadfast love and faithfulness. God, on the other hand, is. And we see this most clearly in the gospel of Jesus. The gospel enables us to be real. It starts by showing us our sin, our shortcomings, our failings. It says, yes, you are guilty, and it's way worse than you like to think. But it doesn't leave us there. It points us to a God who knows us completely, yet loves us fully. David understood that, which is why he doesn't make excuses. And we have a tremendous advantage over David. He had seen God's faithfulness, but we have seen the full expression of it in Christ. In Jesus, we see that God loves us so much that he was willing to take the punishment that our sin deserves on himself. He sees our guilt. He sees all the things we don't like to admit to others or even to ourselves. But he is willing to go to the cross to atone for us. So we can pray with David. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your faithful love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions, knowing that this prayer has been answered in Christ.
Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from St. Augustine. Hear, Lord, my prayer. Let not my soul faint under your discipline, nor let me faint in confessing unto you all your mercies, whereby you have drawn me out of all my most evil ways, that you might become a delight to me above all the allurements that I once pursued, that I may most entirely love you and clasp your hand with all my affections, and you may yet rescue me from every temptation, even unto the end. Amen.